The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You're very welcome back. You're already sitting in for Pat Kenny today. Now, delighted to be joined in studio by Laura Dowling, also known as the Fabulous Pharmacist. And she is now also an author of a brand new book, Love Your Vulva. From pleasure to appearance to health, this book sheds light on it all. You are very welcome to the programme, Laura. I left Newstalk HQ on Friday with a pile of newspapers, a few briefs for the programme today, and they handed me this book, Love Your Vulva. And you can see that in bright pink print on the cover of the book. And I hopped on the bus to go home and it was sitting on top of my handbag. And I have to be honest with you, Laura, I looked around and suddenly realised people were staring at it and kind of looking at me, and I was getting a few strange looks. And my initial reaction was, I'm a bit embarrassed. I'm a bit mortal. So we clearly haven't moved on at all.
Well, this book will help us all move on. And that's why I have such a fun title and an in-your-face title, because I think that we just need to break down those taboos and barriers around women's health. So this is...
So this was really conscious for you.
Yeah.
You went for a title that you knew would kind of provoke a bit of a reaction.
Well, yeah, because women's health has constantly been hidden, particularly our intimate health, hidden, forgotten about, minimised, considered to be shameful, which is why women don't come and speak out about their health. So that's why I did it. I saw it for so long in the pharmacy, see it online, where we're not having the conversations that we should be.
And how would you see it in the pharmacy? How did you notice it?
Women coming in saying that they have regular UTIs, getting regular antibiotics for regular UTIs, and just accepting that and not looking for more investigations, which generally women postmenopausally, if they're getting more than three UTIs in a year, which is regular UTIs, they probably just need some vaginal estrogen that will just nip that in the bud. They won't get a UTI then. Women having vaginal dryness, itchiness, soreness, and not able to have sex. All of those things affecting women's health and their mental health and their self-confidence, and them not knowing where to turn, them not knowing who to look for help, and just embarrassed to even go and get an examination. And then I would see it as well, even in younger women, repeatedly treating themselves for thrush. And it's not even thrush at all. It could be a dermatitis, but because thrush is readily available over the counter, they see it as a quick fix, but they don't actually go and get the examination. So this is really a celebration of women's bodies. There's beautiful illustrations in it, as I'm sure you've seen, of women of all different shapes and sizes, all different vulvas. And it's to try and encourage women and men that female intimate health is really, really important, and it's linked to overall health and well-being.
And what are you putting that down to? I mean, you say, you know, we didn't take it too seriously, or we might be a bit embarrassed, or we don't actually even actively go and seek out solutions. We just kind of maybe try and treat it ourselves, or just, you know, hope it passes. Why is that? Where did that come from?
Well, I think that growing up in Catholic Ireland is one of those things too. There's a deep sense of religious shame around the female body. We never heard about clitorises when we were younger, did we? About female sexual pleasure. It was just all about reproductive health, yeah, when we were growing up and getting sex education. Women's health problems are minimised, really, aren't they? Mm. Oh, it's all in your head, or, oh, sure, that's women's problems, don't talk about that.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah, and women's bodies even, we weren't given the proper anatomical terms for our bodies. So whoever really used the word vulva when we were growing up? We were called our Mary or our Betsy or our Margaret or our vagina for that.
Or fufu.
Fufu.
I know.
For our entire region, when in actual fact, there are so many bits to our vulva. There's our labia majora, minora, our clitoris, our clitoral hood, and then our vagina, of course, as well. Whereas we would never mix up the term penis and testicles. So why do little girls and women not know the different parts of their anatomy?
And I think there's a bit of a change there now, particularly with those little girls, you know, who have mums of my generation, who from a young age are willing to say, what's this? Oh, that's your vagina, you know. And once you say that and they use the word, and actually you even hear it being used in your own house, you suddenly realise it's just a word.
It's just a word, like an elbow or an E, isn't it? Yes, absolutely. So the younger generations are definitely coming on, but certainly women of, you know, mid-30s onwards. And I've even given the book to younger women and they realise, my goodness, there's so much that I didn't know about my intimate health. And there's so much that you can learn on social media, but then there's so much tripe out there too. I think it's really important to have a resource where people can go to really get the best information, and then to know where to signpost themselves for help.
And you say that this isn't a battle of the sexes here.
No.
You were very clear there to mention men and women. Why is it important to have the men on board, to have that open communication with the men that we know and love?
Because men love us. Men are good to us and we love them too. And for a happy, harmonious home, everyone needs to be on board. And actually, when I do my talks around the country about female intimate health, and if men are in the audience, and sometimes I've done talks to big accountancy firms and it's been 50-50 men versus women, and the men come up to me and say, I wish I'd known this about my wife 10 years ago. I would have been so much more receptive to her, was so much more, you know, knowledgeable and been able to comfort her a little bit more and not just kind of, you know, brushed it under the carpet. So, yeah, so men love the information. Sure, men just want the women in their lives to be happy, don't they?
Well, yeah, most of the time. We'll give them that. And you have brought something into studio this morning. I thought it was a beautiful Orla Guinness handbag is what I initially thought it was. Describe for our listeners, and maybe if you can get to a computer and you can see us online this morning, what is this exactly?
So this is my vulva puppet. So I imported this from the US a couple of years ago, and I've built a show around it, actually, to be honest with you. My show is called Love Your Vulva, and I built a show around it. And it's basically a beautiful puppet of a vulva, and it has all the anatomical bits that a woman has, and it's basically my way of showing people how lovely and different and just like snowflakes every vulva is. So I go to Tesco's with this sometimes and whip it out. Sometimes people need education in Tesco's.
But I can ask you, what's the reaction to that, Laura? Somebody's there trying to decide
people
what they're buying for dinner.
They love it. They absolutely love it. No, so it's just, do you know what? I think that people really learn visually. I know I do myself. So I think that when I go online or when I show someone like my little puppet like this, people can really get a visual for what it is. Now, obviously, it's not to scale. This clitoris is quite big.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that actually, but yes, it is.
But it's a really good way of showing people what our anatomy is, the different parts of our anatomy, and then once they have all those terms, they know where to go to for help if they're experiencing problems.
I mean, the thing is that we're sort of, you know, laughing a little bit here, but this is a really, really serious topic, isn't it? Because a lot of the time, the stuff that women brush off, that we just think, oh, look, it'll pass, or I'm too busy to prioritise that, or I've got something else to do, is actually a signal from the body that there is something up, that there is something more serious amiss.
100%. And I think that it's really important that if anyone is experiencing any kind of dryness or irritation, you know, I've seen women in the pharmacy that have come into me and they can't even wipe after going to the toilet because they'll get paper cuts because the skin on their vulva is so delicate, and they don't go for help. They go through years of experiencing this, and obviously it affects their quality of life. And then I have women that would have incontinence and they can't go to the gym or go for a run as a result of it, so they stop exercising. So it really affects women's quality of life. Women that have had babies, or even just postmenopause women that haven't had babies, that have experienced prolapse, that dragging, that heavy sensation in their vagina because their pelvic organs have fallen into it a little bit, and they just put up with it. So this is really, really important stuff. And you know, there are women in nursing homes the length and breadth of this country that experience regular UTIs. They get delirium as a result of it, and they just get antibiotic after antibiotic. Mothers or grannies, and really vaginal estrogen would really help them. So it's about starting that conversation now. So say when we get to the nursing home, we'll be already on it. I always say that women should be going into the coffin with a vaginal estrogen in their vagina, you know, because really it can really prevent a whole lot of issues with women, particularly as we get older, because we're only getting older, we're only living longer. And once we're postmenopausal, our estrogen levels drop and it can cause a myriad of issues.
And there's a simple solution.
There is an absolutely simple solution. And there's a solution for everyone. You know, women postnatally, women before they've had babies, if they've issues, there is a solution out there. And this book is designed to break down those taboos, to make our vulvas just like another part of our body, and to really encourage women to go and seek help. And, you know, I
and
do
it's
say...
And just to start the conversation amongst women themselves, because once there's other women I find in a group talking about something, it's amazing the conversation that it opens, and then we are spurred on to do something
about
it.
Sure, I was out with my friends the other night and they were all talking about it. And, you know, it's great. But I do say, you know, if men's penises were drying up and falling off or unfit for purpose, there'd be a national emergency. So, you know, women have been minimised for too long, so women's issues like this. So I think that we need to start the conversation.
Well, Laura, darling, it is an extensive book, a wonderful read. I'd recommend it to people. It's your first book. Congratulations to you. Love Your Vulva, from the fabulous pharmacist Laura Dowling, and all good bookshops.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
now.